Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting the Delta variant of the coronavirus that was initially identified in India now accounts for about 58% of all COVID-19 cases in the United States. The proportion was estimated at 31% for the 2 weeks prior. The Delta variant seems to be targeting unvaccinated or partially vaccinated folks. Heavy flooding in Germany has turned streams and streets into raging rivers, sweeping away cars and causing some buildings to collapse. Fatalities have been reported. The full extent of the damage in the region was still unclear after many villages were cut off by floodwaters and landslides that made roads impassable. Dick Tidrow, a former New York Yankees pitcher and longtime member of the San Francisco Giants front office, died suddenly Saturday in Lee's Summit, Missouri. He was 74. A former Marine, he attended high school and college in the East Bay suburb of Hayward, California. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Taliban fighters in Afghanistan have captured another strategic target as the terrorist organization continues their advance across the country. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The flag of Afghanistan was ripped from the pole at the main border crossing with Pakistan as Afghan forces fled or surrendered. Instead, the Taliban's white flag with a black Quranic verse was flying in its place. Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said Afghan forces continue to receive U.S. support.
They have the advantages. They have better capabilities than the Taliban in the air and on the ground. And they are certainly going to continue to have American support financially, logistically, and through assistance and maintenance.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
China's economic growth has slowed down, but it is reported 7.9% over a year earlier, making it a continued strong recovery from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As violent crime in America continues to worsen, former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News gives her point of view on why this is happening.
Defunding the police is what caused this spike in crime, but I also think they're never going to admit it. But look, they admitted it at the voting box when they elected Eric Adams, because here's the guy that's saying, no, we don't need to defund the police. We need more troops on the streets. Whether he's right or not is a shift that shows Democrats are trying to get out of this hole they dug, but they dug it really deep. I mean, they've caused crime waves across this country in a way that's going to take truly years to recover. But we've got to do something about it now. We've got to have the backs of our blue, and we've got to make sure that they know that we're going to hold these perpetrators accountable and actually prosecute them.
On Wednesday, Ms. Haley tore into the Biden administration for how it handled the Afghanistan withdrawal.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. But we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, DeRoy Murdoch is with us, national Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Great to talk to you.
Hey, always good to connect with you, bring us up to date on all this going on. Boy, we got to love the Dems. I mean, they're just, forget about what they've said, what they've done. I guess it's been working for them all these hundreds of years plus of, forget about what we've done. Forget about our policies. You know, we're not the party of voter fraud. We're not the party that has been supporting, all these other laws that have hindered people of color. And, voter ID. Oh, by the way, what are you talking about? We are pro-voter ID.
It is remarkable, isn't it? James Clyburn is the number three Democrat in the House. It goes Nancy Pelosi, then Steny Hoyer, then James Clyburn, black Democrat from South Carolina, said the other day that voter ID. I'm for voter ID. I've always been for voter ID. I think he invented voter ID. He just said last October via Twitter. He said something like long lines. Fewer polling places, voter ID, it's all voter suppression. So that was his song, about 7-8 months ago. And now he's saying, oh, voter ID, yeah, great, love it, bring it on. Stacey Abrams, who is among many Democrats, says, voter ID is maybe not quite as bad as a burning cross in terms of white racism, but pretty close. She now says, yeah, maybe voter ID is time for voter ID. It's just remarkable. I think the Democrats, one thing they can do is read polls. And they understand that poll after poll after poll shows the overwhelming majority of Americans in general, including black folks, want voter ID. They think of it as a very smart way of making sure people who vote actually are the people who are qualified to vote. And even black people say, yep, voter ID sounds good to me. And I think they just realize it's a totally losing argument. And now they're trying to – they're not even saying, okay, yeah, we're wrong, you're right. Well, to have voter ID now, they're pretending that it's their idea, which is just extraordinary. I mean, the hypocrisy, the lies. I'm glad that they're caving in on this. It'd be nice if they at least did it honestly. Say, yeah, we were wrong. You Republicans are correct. Let's go and do voter ID. They can't do it that way. They have to pretend that they came up with the idea.
That's not in their lexicon.
No, it's not. It's like trying to ask a Labrador Retriever to fly. It's just there's some things that certain creatures just can't do.
Right, and. We just keep an eye on them, and like everything with the Democratic Party, whether it's voter ID, because for years, I mean, this has been thing going on, you know, the majority of the country has said, yeah, why not? What's the problem? Voter ID. And then the Democrats went and insulted everybody. Said, well, you're too stupid. You can't figure out how to get a voter ID card. What? You know, well, no, we've always been pro-voter ID.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
forget about what we've said. You know, today's a new day, and here's the latest narrative, and you're going to believe us because you've always believed us, whatever we've said. And, you know, because, what, 2 weeks ago, it was something else that turned its head. It was the Republicans that were getting in the way, right?
Gosh. Defund the police. That idea was cooked up at the Republican National Committee, I believe. Yeah, I
think it had been.
And yeah. Stephen Miller and Donald J. Trump, they all said, yeah, let's defund the police. Yeah, again, yeah. Extraordinary. A year ago, these people running around saying, defund the police, you know, cut off their money, tell them to stay home, tell them to get off the streets, get as far away from us as possible. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez of New York, the grand doyen of the American left, said that if we defunded the police, quote, it would be, quote, like a suburb, unquote, like a suburb. And then we saw the homicide rates skyrocket coast to coast, shooting incidents, rapes up, up, and away. And now, rather than saying, you know what, we're wrong, the Republicans are right, now they're saying, oh, yeah, it's the Republicans. They came up with the defund police idea, which is laughable. I think even some people on the left say, you know what, that's really silly, guys. That's absurd.
It really is. But you know, like you said, they're so slow in getting the memo, waiting on the polls. I mean, you even had a couple of congresswomen who, I guess, didn't get the proclamation emancipation that was sent out was declared initially, in 1863 by then President Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, 2 years later, it finally gets to Texas, and it still somehow hasn't gotten to Congress yet. Because they don't know about the Emancipation Proclamation to hear what they had to say, what Maxine Waters and Cori Bush had to say on Independence Day.
Yeah, that blacks still are still unfree. Blacks aren't free in this country. This is said by a woman who is a freshman congressman member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and by Maxine Waters, who is, last I checked, the chairwoman of the House Committee on Financial Services. She's not like congresswoman. She's a chairman of a House committee. She oversees banks, stock exchanges, all sorts of investment products, et cetera. That's what she does up on the Hill, and yet she says that blacks aren't free. Absolutely astonishing and mind-blowing.
Right.
And by the way, what a rotten thing to say about 14% of the American people that I'm black, that we're all slaves, we're not free, we can't make up our own minds and live our own lives the way we want. What a terribly dismissive and supremely condescending and patronizing comment to make about black people from coast to coast. How awful.
Exactly.
And this
well,
is out of the Democrats, not out of the mouths of Republicans.
Exactly. And this proves that here you are having Democrats wanting to push this narrative when blacks have been free, people of color have been free, and look at some got the memo and they're out there, you know, like yourself and so many others, prevailing and living in freedom. And you know what? We're all the happier for it because, you know, a free America is what it's all about. And you cannot oppress any group. If you do, it is at the peril of the rest of us. So we're either all free or none of us are free.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. And what's most corrosive about this message, which is being repeated over and over and over again, is that young black kids hear this. And, you know, I'm 57. I hear this. I think I roll my eyes and laugh. But if I were 10, 11 years old, and I'm sitting in second or third grade class hearing this from every time I turn on the TV, every time I see a woke athlete, every time I go to the movies, every time I come to class, I'm hearing from the critical race theory teacher and from the school principal and the school counselors, on and on. And you think, well, I'm not going to make it. I'm just going to fail. The deck is stacked against me. It's a rigged system. So why am I coming to class? Why am I doing my homework? Why am I raising my hand and participating? Maybe I should just drop out and join a gang and get a gun. And like I saw just a couple of days ago, I saw an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old were arrested for murdering somebody, I think, in his 60s, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
Now, I have no idea if these kids are black or not, but they could have been responding to this message. You know, you're not going to make it. You're held down. You're oppressed. And they might have thought, well, you know, we're going to die young anyway. Why don't we start taking out people now? It is pure social sulfuric acid. It is awful, horrible, and atop everything else, it's just a stack of lies.
Exactly. And meanwhile, you know, the congresswomen get reelected to Congress and continue to spew this ascetic, you know, diatribe that is so disgusting. And not only that, DeRoy, you saw that video there in San Francisco out of Neiman Marcus. You had all these blacks coming out. They had pillaged the store. It's no wonder these retail operators are saying, look it, I'm out of here. I'm, you know, we're restricting our hours right now. But the next thing is that, hey, we're moving out of these big cities. If you can't protect us, then, you know, why should we, you know, allow our employees to be subjected to this kind of, you know, this kind of behavior and thievery, not to mention our stockholders. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And, of course, nobody's saying anything about the people that are doing it. It's just, oh, they've just come, and I guess, as you say, maybe it's their rite of passage for whatever. Anyway, we've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry continues broadcasting the gospel throughout Albania, our local ministry partners are reaching out to bless listeners. A woman named Kola recently shared how the Tide Albanian radio pastor and the program he records in her language have helped her feel peace throughout her struggle with leukemia. Pastor Clody donated much-needed blood to Kola and stayed by her side to pray with and comfort her. He also gifted her with a radio so she could listen to the Tide broadcast to learn more about Jesus. Kola says that the gospel messages helped make her pain easier. And since being in the hospital, she has prayed to God and put her faith in Jesus. To read more edifying stories like Kola's and find out what you can do to help the Tide Ministry reach more Albanians for Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Martinez. We have a country to save.
Welcome back, Fresh and Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, continues with us. DeRoy, what do you make of this? I mean, here you are, a black man, and you see other black people ravaging a store, looting a store, and, you know, in broad daylight. I mean, even if it was in the dark at night, I mean, pillaging is pillaging. I mean, this is uncivil.
Oh, it's so unjustifiable on so many levels. Look, if these people were starving in the middle of an earthquake or a hurricane, and they think, you know what, my baby needs baby formula, or we haven't eaten in 3 days, we're going to steal some bread. I don't like that. I don't applaud it, but at least you can see some moral justification for the action. There's no moral justification whatsoever for stealing Prada bags, for running off with high-end shoes, Versace scarves. I mean, this is insanity. You can't justify this. There's no way you can say, well, these people are stealing luxury goods because they really need that to get by. And apparently this is not just people kind of doing this on a lark. These are people who are involved in some kind of an organized crime activity where people order and say, look, I'd like, you know, a dozen high-end bags. I want a certain type of shoes. And they order them, and they send these people in to go out and grab the stuff and run. And they know that they can get away with it because as long as things that are stolen are under $950, it's not prosecuted. You don't get prosecuted in San Francisco. They have one of these woke prosecutors whose name is Chesa Boudin. Chesa Boudin's parents literally, and I mean this literally, are terrorists. They're members of the Weather Underground. They went to jail because they were involved in the Brinks armed robbery case. I believe they killed a couple of cops and a security guard. He then was reared in Chicago by Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, who were the political godmother and godfather of one Barack Hussein Obama. So he is as left-wing as they get. I'm sure he's a full-blown communist. And he was elected, and his whole deal is, hey, you know, I think he actually wrote an article in the San Francisco paper saying, here's a list of the crimes we're not prosecuting anymore. And it's open season. People know they're not going to get prosecuted. So why not go in and grab merchandise and just make sure you keep it under $950? And you're cool.
Right.
Why not? I mean,
and you're going to have some
stuff where you can grab it for free and get away with it.
Exactly. And you're going to have some poor rent-a-cop with or without a gun there trying to stop these people?
You know, I think they know better. They don't. They watch. There was a couple weeks ago, some guy went into, I think it was a Walgreens, with a trash bag.
Yes.
And he just filled it up.
He was on his bike. He was on his bike, right?
Yeah. And then he biked out of there. And I think one of the cops out there said, look, you know, it wasn't like he was grabbing milk and bread. This guy was grabbing eyeliner. I mean, how much eyeliner does a man really need? It is just appalling. And I go out to San Francisco a lot. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll be out there later this week. It's a beautiful city. I think it's physically the most gorgeous city in the country, this beautiful combination of mountains and water and bridges and all this. And the place is just being torn to pieces and destroyed by Democrats. People vote Democrat out there, and the bad stuff happens. It's become axiomatic. The Democratic Party is the party of crime, the party of garbage, the party of homelessness, the party of urban decay, and everything they touch turns to manure. And I clean that up.
Exactly. Yeah, speaking of San Francisco, how about if we meet for brunch top of the mark on Sunday, okay?
That's a lovely spot.
I love that
lovely
view. It is just gorgeous there. You've been writing that, you know, the Democrats are performing a political trifecta, as you call it, of hypocrisy, deceit, and psychological projection. This all plays into this violent crime outburst from coast to coast, and particularly demonstrated in these blue states.
Yeah, absolutely right. Look, the fact that they won't take responsibility for their bad ideas post George Floyd, where they said we need a much smaller footprint by the police. They need to be much less visible, much less active. As far as the Democrats are concerned, if the police could stay at their desks and not walk around outside, that would be great, and truth, justice, and beauty would flow forward. And here we are a year later, and it's not turned out anywhere close to what they predicted. We're seeing rates of crime in general, homicide in particular, that we've not seen since the days before Rudy Giuliani came into New York City, where I live, and completely changed the face of law enforcement and the face of fighting crime. We're seeing homicide rates we've not seen since the mid-1990s, and you've seen it over and over and over again in specifically the cities where the Democrats run things, the Democrats defunded the police. I've never seen an idea so thoroughly discredited as quickly as I believe the defund the police concept has been. And this is, again, 100% the product of the Democrat left. This is not the product of Republicans. This is not a conservative idea. This is not a free market idea. This is something Democrats cooked up, and the Democrats now have the blood of thousands of people who've either been shot or killed, assaulted, what have you, from coast to coast. And these are victims of the Democrat Party, which has become the party of crime.
And many of them are their own constituents, DeRoy. They're killing off their own voters.
That's absolutely right. Look, I mean, here in New York where I live, the folks who are suffering from this, generally speaking, are not, you know, living across the street from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. They happen to be very often living in poor, lower-income, minority neighborhoods. Those are tend to be the people who get injured, killed, or raped, what have you. You look at Chicago, you know, most of the mayhem is not on the Magnificent Mile. It's out in the south side of Chicago, west side of Chicago. They had, I think it was, if I remember correctly, something like, I don't know, 80 or 100 shootings and 15 people killed
in the
last couple of days. I believe coast to coast we have 400 shootings, 150 people killed over the 4th of July weekend. This is awful. This isn't just, you know, bad ideas where people might be inconvenienced. We have dead bodies piling up. We've got cadavers piling up. We have caskets being filled as a result of the policies of the Democrat Party, which is the party of crime, increasingly the party of murder and the party of death.
Exactly. Well, and then you've got Lori Lightfoot. You know, she says, well, it's just because, you know, she's a woman of color and a woman, you know, that that's why people are, you know, not appreciating her policies and her leadership.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the racism of the black criminals who are killing black people, that they're really down white supremacists. And I guess Donald J. Trump's in touch with the gang members in Chicago and ordering them to go out and shoot innocent black people. You know, I heard a story just this morning about a young guy who is a student in Chicago coming back to school on his internship. And I guess he was on one of the subways or trains in Chicago, maybe one of the elevated trains, just happened to be struck by a stray bullet. And he's now dead, age 20, gone.
Yeah.
And have his funeral and bury him, and he'll be under 6 feet of earth very soon. Wasn't doing anything other than going back to school after his internship, and he's now in a casket. This is the result of the policies of the Democrat Party, which has decided they want to beat up on the cops rather than beat up on criminals. You have prosecutors who are not prosecuting these people, cops who want to do their jobs who are restrained by left-wing politicians. Mm-hmm. And the result isn't, you know, higher taxes or regulation. The result is death. This is the party of death, and that's what the Democrats have become. They've become a complete, total menace to society and a clear and present danger to this republic.
DeRoy, speaking of Donald Trump, why isn't he more at the forefront trying to defend and bring out the injustice of these people that have been held, you know, as a result of January the 6th? They're incarcerated, some in solitary confinement, which is unbelievable. I mean, these are political prisoners. These are people that supported him. And I'm not hearing, he seems to be missing in action on this. What are we not seeing here?
That's a good point. I don't think that many people know about this. This is very much a sleeper issue, that there were people involved in the riot up in the U.S. Capitol January 6th. Now, some of them were people who were probably engaged in violence, breaking windows, kicking down doors, et cetera, and those people ought to be punished. But there were people who walked in the Capitol, you know, 20, 30 minutes
after. They were by invitation.
Right. They thought unwittingly and innocently, oh, look, they've opened the Capitol so we can go look. And they walked in to look at the Capitol because the doors were open. Little they know they were kicked down. And they were looking around, and some of these people got arrested. And some of them, as you say, are in solitary confinement in Washington, D.C. This is now coming up on 6 months after the fact. At the same time, again, you've got people, Antifa and Black Lives Matter people, who literally were busy burning down the courthouse in Portland, Oregon, burning down police precincts. In my neighborhood in New York, people who were involved in George Floyd riots who burned down police cars. I actually had the smoke from a burning police car in my apartment.
Yeah, I heard that.
Back in July or June of last year. And those people walked.
Exactly. To be continued, DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Godspeed, DeRoy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bill. Thanks very much.
Take care.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the five-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The CDC is reporting the Delta variant of the coronavirus that was initially identified in India now accounts for about 58% of all COVID-19 cases in the United States. The proportion was estimated at 31% for the 2 weeks prior. The Delta variant seems to be targeting unvaccinated or partially vaccinated folks. Heavy flooding in Germany has turned streams and streets into raging rivers, sweeping away cars and causing some buildings to collapse. Fatalities have been reported. The full extent of the damage in the region was still unclear after many villages were cut off by floodwaters and landslides that made roads impassable. Dick Tidrow, a former New York Yankees pitcher and longtime member of the San Francisco Giants front office, died suddenly Saturday in Lee Summit, Missouri. He was 74. A former Marine, he attended high school and college in the East Bay suburb of Hayward, California. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. John Connor is going to be joining us in just a moment, but I wanted to bring this to your attention. Of course, you may have seen this on TV last night. Gary Bauer writes that President Biden went to Constitutional Hall in Philadelphia yesterday, supposedly to talk about voting rights. Instead, he desecrated that sacred place, Gary writes, by engaging in raw race baiting and labeling his opponents as bigots and domestic enemies. I mean, all this stuff, this hyperbole, is so dangerous. It's this kind of crazy hyperbole that has hundreds of American citizens, very much like you and I, in jail and some in solitary confinement for political motivation, and that's it. Think about it. Gary goes on to say, it won't be long before the Chinese communists are quoting President Biden to defame America. Biden denounced efforts to secure the integrity of our elections as Jim Crow laws. And he goes on and on. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And I want to bring John Connor on. He's a legal analyst and author. Has written the book, Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good to be with you.
How disgusting. I mean, this is a president of the United States who claims to be a unifier. I mean, it's everything I can do, John, I tell you, to just kind of keep my skull together, because he is driving me nuts with the things that he's saying that are so partisan and unhinged and certainly unworthy of a president of the United States.
Well, you know, first of all, the guy is not really mentally competent these days. I hate to bring that up, but So he gets wound up by all the people around him. I don't think he really has ever had a coherent political philosophy. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, a little bit of a small-time grifter in the past, I think, mm-hmm. with Hunter. He's actually become quite corrupt. But now here we are. And in order to get power in the political arena, if they can get these loosey-goosey, I don't want to say laws passed, but I suppose AB1 would be a loosey-goosey law. If they can get it so we have the same elections as in 2020.
Oh, you're talking HR1 and S1.
I'm sorry, HR1. Yeah. I said right. AB. I'm yeah. thinking of a state law.
Right.
But HR1, I'm sorry, and S1. Mm. If they can get those laws passed, which would essentially replicate the 2020 election so that anything goes, you know, the Democrats will never lose.
Yeah.
People forget that there's one fact that all of the experts, including those on the left at the Brookings Institution, said with all this mail-in voting and the way we're going to do it in 2020, there's no way that 5 or 6% of those ballots should not be rejected. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be for Biden.
Right.
Now, because they're young urban voters. Well, mm-hmm. guess what? In this election, we had about 0.3% rejected. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? People were just sitting there in the election center saying, bring them in, bring them mm-hmm. in, bring them in, and we know what happened.
Again,
so if they can keep that going, they are going to keep power. And you combine that with 1 million people in 6 months coming across the border, that's 1 million people that we've apprehended that we know of, and you right. can probably multiply that by a few of those we didn't apprehend. So this whole country, we think the country has changed a lot in the last 20 years. Well, we ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, exactly.
So this is what's happening here. Yeah. That's
yeah, and to your point here, John, the Democrats are going to do everything they can in their power. They will do everything they can in their power to make sure that those million-plus illegal immigrants that have come into our nation get a ballot. And yet, somebody else, a Republican voter, they're not that interested in.
Well, that's right. That's absolutely right. So they seized power here. Perhaps, it's very hard to say because we don't have any sense of perhaps illegally or wrongfully seized this election. They're not going to let it go. They're going to do everything they can in the 4 years, perhaps only 2 years, that they have to do what they want. And they're going to do everything to maintain that power. And that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, of course, the other thing, that's why Rudy Giuliani is getting punished right now for actually speaking out against the election fairness. And so people are going to get punished for that. Lawyers all over the country are getting disbarred or sanctioned or whatever for saying that the election was stolen,
mm-hmm.
all by partisan Democrats. So that's what this is. This is a big. This is very much like a communist country. I hate to.
Without a doubt. I mean, look at. We see what's happening in Cuba. I mean, it's happening here in our own country, and this is serious stuff. John, if you could advise them and speak. I mean, and even the other night, I thought that. Leader McCarthy missed an opportunity here. Bret Baier literally got in his face on Fox News about, challenging him about the legitimacy of the election. And McCarthy's answer was so weak. And this is a challenge and an opportunity for anybody who has a contrarian view or questions it, is that you've got to come up with the right verbiage and the framework in how to lay this. I mean, so what if you get some anchor who thinks he's all that in a bag of chips and says, what, are you questioning the legitimacy of the, of the election? Well, wait a minute. Help me out here. We just went through 4 years. The Democrats questioned 4 years of the legitimacy of Donald Trump. We spent $70 million of the people's money. We impeached him. They found nothing. And still, to this day, they question the legitimacy of Donald Trump. We have here some numbers that don't add up. We have over 1,000 sworn affidavits. People, if they are lying in those affidavits, the legal jeopardy is incredible for them. And they have signed affidavits saying there's something wrong about this election in their purviews. And it wasn't just in one small city in Philadelphia. This is in several swing key states that this happened. So I don't know if it was illegitimate, and I don't think you know that it's illegitimate because everybody's blocking an investigation to find out if it was legitimate. Is that fair?
Well, that's right. Well, that's right. Remember, and all these folks will say, oh, well, Trump's lost 47 cases or whatever it is. Well, the fact is, I'm a lawyer. Mm-hmm. There's no real basis for retrying an election to litigate it in court. Like I say, is the judge going to say, Mr. Giuliani, call your first million witnesses? Oh, no, Mr. Defense Lawyer, Democrat, I want you to have your million witnesses in by next Thursday. Mm-hmm. You can't do it in a trial. But anybody who thinks this thing has been tried by these decisions, all the decisions, I'd probably decide these cases the same way. Mm-hmm. Or most of them I would throw out, not because I don't think I thought everything was kosher. I just think there's not a legal hook for us to hang our hat on. The right. Elections are supposed to have integrity within the election centers, and if not, with the local people, the local election officials, and the state legislatures. But it's basically should be controlled at the state, at the local center. So if there's something wrong, you take out all your mm-hmm. group of your boxes of paper ballots and you recount them again. Right. But we don't have that system now. Now the thing has just gone kaplooey. There's absolutely no way to, in most cases, to do anything about it. And in those cases, like in Fulton County, Georgia, where there can be something done, they play escape and evade on these things. There's some real serious problems. Tucker Carlson talked about them last night mm-hmm. in Fulton County, Georgia.
Right.
So there is, so the idea that everything has been proven, that election claims have been proven to be false, that's not the case. If anything, the guilt of these people in these urban centers is manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You're right, though. Here's what happens. This is typical. You get a barrage of media reaction that always favors the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people like Biden yelling, and then people like McCarthy are afraid to come out and be strong. We all have to be strong at this election and about election integrity, or we're going to lose our democracy. We're coming close to losing it right now.
Exactly. Well, this has been going on for months, John. You think you can't get a couple of smart guys in the room to figure this out? I mean, this is where the Republicans end up shooting themselves in the foot. And when we come back, I do want to just expand just a little bit more, because you're the attorney, on these these cases that have gone before the judges, and the left is saying, oh, they've already gone to court and they've been disproven, but it's been more of a technicality than an actual reading of the law. But I want you to explain that for our audience a little bit more. John O'Connor is back with us. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. hands today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
When you speak, I found the sound of peace, be still.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Bill Martinez here. John O'Connor, yes, the legal analyst and author, is with us. He served as an assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California from 1974 to 79, representing the United States in both criminal and civil cases. And, yes, we're in the deep end of the pool talking about those things the left does not want us to talk about, which is what happened in 2020. And we're logically approaching this, okay? Yes, we have people out there convinced of their narrative. They're in their silos, and it's amazing. You know, what I find, John, is when people are siloed like this and they come out and speak from, you know, the silo communique, it really is absurd. It's just mysterious, the conclusions they come up with. But this is what happens when you're so ideologically fixed and you come with this utopian silo language that you can't even add up, whether there's, you know, traditional numbers. You know, when you look at these things, there's, you know, numbers you can count on. This is how the prognosticators can tell you who's going to win a district, or, you know, who should win if this state, you know, if they win this state, then, you know, they're going to be unbeatable and all this. But there were so many anomalies that took place in this 2020 election that leaves us all scratching our head. And as we were talking about before the break, is you've had the cases go before these courts, and for whatever reason, you know, legal, you know, you don't have standing. That's the general catch-all. You know, well, the case didn't have standing, so they just rejected it. Well, the left took that and ran away with it and wrote up their own narrative. And I got to tell you, John, here you are, you're an officer of the court, and you see the court being misrepresented, and the court says nothing. And the people are led to believe that what the left is saying is right, and the people on the right, those representing the president and 75 million voters, like we're all knuckleheads and we don't know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, and one of the problems, Bill, let me be frank here and say something about Trump and his legal team. because they, as I told you before the break, these cases are just not legally cognizable. You cannot, they were all long shots. It's one thing when you can either point out a flaw in something, but that doesn't mean that the court can with confidence say that there was a $100,000 or 100,000 vote swing, even though there was something manifestly wrong. So the court's going to get rid of that. Like standing, you talk about. Standing means that you have the ability to raise a particular issue. Some courts found in a particular case there was no standing. Mm-hmm. Let me give you another case. In the Bookvar case in Pennsylvania, it's the equal protection claim. There was clear proof that people in the red parts of that state were regulated in the traditional ways. They didn't get any breaks. Nobody helped them with their ballots. If they cast a bad one, it was a bad ballot. Whereas in Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh, especially Philadelphia, gee, somebody, if you cast a bad ballot, somebody would come running after you or call you up and change it. Or in Philadelphia, ballots simply weren't getting rejected. 6% of Philadelphia ballots got rejected in 2019 in a primary election. Mm-hmm. And the Atlantic Magazine and the Brookings Institution said in 2020 there's got to be a lot more than that because there are going to be many more urban voters voting for the first time in Philadelphia. Well, the rejection rate wasn't 6. It should have been 8 or 9%. Right. Rejection rate was about 0.2%. Those statistics don't lie. Right. Now, how is it that the Democrats got far more people out there to vote than voted for Hillary Clinton? It's just difficult to believe. If these statistics I'm talking about held up, if you did have a healthy rejection rate, as you should have, because there was so much, think about the rejected ballots that should occur when you have this vote harvesting. You know these vote harvesters
right.
Just willy-nilly putting stuff out there. But let me give you an example in that red and blue state thing. Two people came in and said, listen, I'm from red parts of the state. I wasn't treated right. My ballot got rejected, whereas that wouldn't have happened in the rest of the state. And I represent, you know, probably a million people who are in my same shoes.
Well, right.
The court rightfully said, and maybe with the language that was unnecessarily disdainful, said, oh, only two people. I can't overturn an election based on two people. And the left media went, yeah. Well, the fact is, that in essence is like a class action case. They're probably right. You can't bring a class action in a situation like that because what the court is really saying is, okay, you can prove your two votes. Am I to have a trial? Like they talked, am I to have a trial to try to find out what the numerosity is here? How
yes.
many people like you got your vote wrongfully discounted in the red parts of the state, and now I have to go out and count all the people that should have been rejected in Philadelphia. I can't do that.
That's right.
I can't do that. I'm a court. I've got black robes and a gavel. How can I do that? So, but people don't understand that. And Trump did not help by every time he would lose one of these things, he would rail about the judges being ridiculous or the courts are terrible. Well, I hate to say this, but the courts are doing things the right way. Mm-hmm. Trump did not take care of business before the election. His lawyers were not out there making sure that this stuff didn't happen. The Democrats were. Stacey Abrams is suing in Georgia, getting the signature requirement overturned. The weak-kneed Republicans that just gave in to her. That kind of stuff was happening on the Democratic side.
Exactly.
Now,
well, they had hundreds of lawyers out there. They flooded these states under threat of lawsuits and what have you. And, of course, they had the COVID fear and everything behind them. And, of course, voter suppression and all this rhetoric that's being thrown out there right now. And the states, you know, lacked conviction to stay with their laws, to know that, hey, these laws were set in sober times. And, you know, this is what we could do. And the Democratic lawyers had their way with them because, just as you said, where was the army of Republican lawyers countering that effort?
Look, Bill, if somebody would have given me a call, I'd pack my bags and go to one of these states and do some litigation beforehand.
Right.
Look at what happened in Detroit. In Detroit, the people at the election center said, nanner, 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 you can't get within 6 feet of us because of COVID to look at a ballot.
Right.
So you can't look and check out us. Well, shouldn't somebody have thought of that beforehand? go into court and say, Judge, we want to make sure we have the right to examine ballots. We want to be able to get close enough. We don't want COVID as an excuse. These people, we want to protect poll watching rights, because you know something like this is going to happen, and it did happen. Mm-hmm. And so there's clear evidence of coordination. But like they say, if you talk about anything, the low rejection rate cannot be defeated. That low rejection rate argument, there's no way on God's earth that only 0.3% or 0.4% of ballots were deficient here yeah. in the mail-in voting. That's impossible.
Exactly.
Statistically impossible. And you hit it on the head. You said there are affidavits. There are plenty of affidavits of workers who said, like one woman in Detroit that said, well, we met in September, and we were told that we weren't going to enforce any of the regular election
rules,
oversight, and apply the rules, reject the ballots. Well, now that's pretty good evidence. Mm-hmm. If that, you know, that's pretty good evidence that that there was deliberate, I would call it deliberate maladministration.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not fraud. I don't care if it's fraud. It enabled fraud,
yes.
or it just enabled deficient ballots, good faith deficient ballots by urban voters who did not know how to vote correctly.
John, my question is how many other election boards had the same meeting?
That's it. I mean, there are others, like, for instance, then the postal carrier in upstate Pennsylvania
who were right.
told
yeah.
Yeah, to not to reject, to deliver the ballots even though they were too late. So we have, there are many. There's a thing called Election Dispute Anthology that you can go on the Internet, Election Dispute Anthology. Mm-hmm. And I can't even finish it. It takes so long. There are so many objections on this. You can read that thing for hours. Somebody has taken the time to collect all these objections to the election. But mm-hmm. the fact is, in these urban centers, which have the earmarks of concentrated, coordinated effort between and among various states, you have national Democratic committees. I've had people say to me in cocktail parties, well, what do you mean? Are you saying, are you a conspiracy, Hawk O'Connor, that you think that all these people were coordinating somehow? I said, there's a thing called the National Democratic Committee, and they're supposed to coordinate. They have people yeah. called coordinators. They're supposed to coordinate. Of course it's coordinated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know, so yeah, they all shut down at 10 o'clock. Gosh, I guess why? So there is no innocent explanation. A lot of people of good faith that are nice, soft country club Republicans want everything to be nicey-nicey. Mm-hmm. Peggy Noonan wrote in one of her columns, oh, there was some problem with this election. There always are. No. The problems in this election were not problems as they always were.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. This is something we cannot overlook, and, you know, we can't go to sleep here.
Yeah.
And all I care about is we're not going to do anything about overturning the last election. That's and listen, that thing was over December 14th. Hate to say it.
Yeah.
But we should do something about this for the future.
Well, states are trying to do so. Texas is trying to get the Democrats together to vote on a bill. The Democrats, of course, with all their hyperbole and rhetoric, and the vice president, the President Biden has joined in on, comments which are absolutely ridiculous. And meanwhile, you've got these Democratic state officials that are in D.C. Somehow they got lost going to work, and instead of being in Texas. But they've been told straight up, as soon as you come back, and you will come back, you're going to get arrested. So we'll see what happens there, right?
Right. Well, this is an appeal to the national press, who treats them like they're heroes, and hopefully they're going to get this H.R. 1 passed. That's one of the things they were talking about.
Exactly.
Oh, we don't want the filibuster. Meanwhile, there's
got to leave it there, John. Look forward to having you back. John O'Connor.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.